Hi there. Join our casual conversations for curious, bewildered, and aspiring midlife cannabis queens. Welcome to the Closet Disco Queen podcast, featuring Queenie and TT. So kick off your platform shoes, sit back, and get ready to laugh and learn all about adult use cannabis without having to ask a 22-year-old. Let's get rolling.
Well, hello, TT.
Hello, Queenie.
I know how you are.
I'm very happy.
I know you're very happy. Welcome. Welcome to this episode. We're kind of doing this, I guess we could say, half-assed backward because we've already recorded most of the episode, but we want to let you in on what you can expect coming up very soon.
We're very excited.
We're so excited. But before we get there, in the interest of having our special guest and being able to spend as much time as we did with our special guest, we're going to forego the buzz this week. I know. Try to hold on.
Our usual.
And we're not
features.
Going to be able to get to is it a strain or a figment of Queenie's brain either.
Well, that's okay. We have such fun.
Yes. We think you're going to really enjoy this episode. But anything exciting going on in your neck of the woods?
No, not really.
No?
Just, well, I don't, should I say this? I mean, I smoke a bong for the first time in 40 years, so.
Yes, it's been exciting. So our special guest is Doreen Sullivan, the founder and CEO of My Bud Vase, which is a company that she founded, incorporating, at that point, artisanal vases, vintage vases that she had seen and enjoyed, that she repurposed as an implement for consuming cannabis, better known as a bong.
Beautiful. Bud Vase bongs.
Beautiful.
And you know what? It's so, the word bong, I don't know. It's not a pretty word.
It doesn't
conjure up, you know.
Anything warm or pleasant.
But,
Okay. So, as TT shared, we did just smoke using a bong for the first time, and TT's wrecked. So we're just, that's why the other reason we're going to make this really quick. But that's the big news for this week, the fact that we were brought into the sisterhood of bong users by our fairy bong mother.
Our fairy bong mother.
Doreen Sullivan, the bong queen. She took us through step by step how to consume cannabis using one of these beautiful pieces of art. So stay tuned, enjoy our talk with Doreen, and we'll chat with you briefly at the end. Okay, enjoy.
Bye.
Welcome to the Closet Disco Queen podcast. We have a special person joining us today. We're joined by Doreen Sullivan, the CEO and founder of My Bud Vase. Now, I know what Bud Vase is. TT knows what My Bud Vase is, but I doubt that a lot of the people in our audience know. And I would love them to know. So, Doreen, tell us a bit about yourself and how this all came about and what your business is about.
Well, hello. You're coming to me in my she shop where I'm just finishing. Oh, this is probably our seventh Valentine's Day one-of-a-kind vase assortments. I've been doing this for 7 years now. My Bud Vase is a artisan bong and smoking category company. I'm a product developer for my entire life. And I've always made products for corporate America, for gifting, for PR for corporate America. Mm-hmm. And I've always consumed cannabis because of what it does for your creativity and how it inspires me. And so one day, about 7 years ago, I was consuming in my condo and there was a knock on the door. And I did my final hide the bong dance, you know, like, oh my God, what is that? And I literally like, oh shoot, I hate it because you're just in such a perfect place. And then it's like your heart stops and you run to hide your bong. And I happened to hide my dirty, phallic, ugly bong in the middle of beautiful vases, floral vases in my house. And it was that moment where I had my aha moment. And I'm like, wait, I had a vase in my home that was, oh, I always felt like a bong. It was shaped like a bong. It reminded me of a bong. And just ironically, I hid my bong amongst my vases and my bong was next to that vase. And that was my aha moment. So the very next day, I called a friend and started a 6 month process of figuring out how to transform vintage vases into beautiful bongs. Yeah, it was, I literally went through every type of glass, pressed, blown, you know, colored glass, Murano glass, like you name it. Like I went through all the glasses. I went through all the ceramics. I went through all the porcelains. And I really became inspired with the stories of vintage vases. And so in the early days, my bud vase started as an artisan project for me to take beautiful vases and turn them into bongs. I'll show you because I got a couple right behind me.
Oh, this'd be great.
Like, look at how cute this is. Oh my God. Okay. These are just sold. And so this is, look at how cute this is.
Oh, so pretty.
Right?
That's beautiful.
So, oh yeah.
So my bud vase, you know, the flowers come with all of our vases because they actually clear the bowl. And then flowers back in there, turn it around and you have no idea that you have a bomb, right? It's hidden in plain sight. Mm-hmm. This is how my bud vase started. And these pieces are still my inspiration quite often when I'm designing a new piece. It might be an inspiration from one of my artisan pieces. So we still have, like, on our website, mybudvase.com, we have a vintage and artisan category. And it's my joy still to repurpose vases and turn them into smoking implements. Look at this little one.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Oh, that is so cute.
Now, after 2 years of doing the vintage pieces, so this was from 2015 through 2017, and I had sold, actually designed, made, and sold 1,000 pieces, that's when I was like, listen,
wow,
this is the best, you know? Like, I come
just
home to
you. You did that. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then started
scaling. There's something about that creative process that just feeds your soul, right? I mean, it's like, oh.
Absolutely. I used to go, when I would travel with my agency, I would go on, let's say, a 4-day business trip. I'd spend 2 extra days there and I would actually meet like estate sale women. And, you know, I'd find pieces that had a story, or it was like, you know, Aunt Stella's and it was on her parlor. And I would find these pieces. And then I started actually almost like my own little career challenge, my creative challenge. I would travel with a drill and I would literally curate vases, repurpose them, design them, and sell them before I went home.
Wow. And then that's amazing.
I was going home to state. So I was like, let me do this in LA or let me do this somewhere else. But, you know, I had so much fun doing that, that I decided, you know, and most of all, people just love the product, the concept. The concept, you can literally take something like this, have it, you know, in your bathroom, and nobody knows what you have.
It's true. Absolutely. They're beautiful. And that's the other thing that struck me. I've kind of been lurking on your site for well over a year now, and have been really taken with just the unique qualities of your product and how just beautiful they are. And that they look like everyday pieces that you would find in anyone's home. Mm-hmm. They're just beautiful, and also functional.
And there's such a variety too. There's mm-hmm. like a style. I had trouble deciding.
I did too.
It's like, oh, which one should I get?
That's what people tell us. But, you know, the reason I call it my bud vase is because at the end of the day, you're going to say, this is my bud vase. Like, you're going to find the style that fits you. And I love the personification. My background's in entertainment marketing. So, you know, I just, the fantasies of, you know, if you look at a movie and you look at like every piece that we release, like Coyote is like, it's epic. And then there's the mermaid and I tied it into the mermaids. You have right there, right?
I have the mermaid. Look how lovely this is.
So beautiful.
And the flower, which also doubles as the cleaning implement.
Yes.
Look at that. Uh-huh. It's lovely. Lovely. I would put this anywhere in my home.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's
absolutely.
We start out with, how does it look in the house? How pretty is it as a vase itself? Because if it's functional as a bong, but it doesn't work as decor, that's not what we're looking for. Artistry, inspiration, and evolution to move cannabis culture forward is what my bud vase is all about. And so, you know, it's just fun. And like, then also I like working with different types of like, this is our poppy set, and poppy, actually, we're working with a village in Poland of artists that hand paint this. So I had heard the story. I met this woman in Atlanta who works with this village, and I just really wanted to do a piece like that. And then that's what this piece became. So, you know, the world's your oyster when it comes to different materials and paints and textures. And I'm just, it's just the creative process is wonderful, and I love it. Love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Poppy was another one I was definitely considering. My sister-in-law collected Polish pottery. She and my brother lived in Europe for a while. Yeah. So that caught my eye immediately. So, and TT has Aurora.
I have this beautiful.
Look at this. This is.
Yes.
Stunning.
Tell us about Aurora.
So Aurora is our first signature collection. And that was the first piece. I was obsessed with the electroplating of the rainbow colors. I love faceted pieces. I really love to have something that's got some texture in the actual vase. And so when I decided that I was going to start scaling this company up and start producing a signature line, you know, affordably, so that people can get their hands on this, because at the end of the day, we really want to evolve cannabis culture forward. And we want to bring our paraphernalia out of the closet, onto the coffee table, into the home, on the counter. And so in a lot of ways, it felt like such a big undertaking to think about going to scale with this company. And so, you know, in the light of that, in the spirituality of that, I was just inspired by the colors and the texture. And so I sought out to find a manufacturer that actually will do a pressed glass, electrocoat it, and have beautiful colors. So that launched in 2017. I had tried to launch it earlier that year, and it was just like one thing after another. And it turns out that we actually got to launch it on my birthday. I was in New York City.
Oh.
And the Empire State Building was the same colors that night. It was just like magical.
Oh, so perfect.
Meant to be, definitely.
Yeah, meant to be.
That's wonderful.
That was in 2017, and that's still one of our best sellers. And I'm just so happy that our customers like know the pieces by name. It's not just my bud vase, but it's like, oh, I have Aurora, and I have Friends, and I have the Mermaid, and I have, you know, it's. I was just telling somebody the other day that just says so much about the impact that you're having. So many of us, you know, we do what we do, and we hope that people notice and we make a difference. And you know, I just hope that I can be an inspiration to other women on their journeys of creating something in this industry.
You've inspired us. We actually saw the Mermaid in a dispensary in Massachusetts back in October. We asked to see the Mermaid because I'd been lurking around watching your products, and I saw it in person there, and I was like, I want to see that.
Right.
So it was really,
and we're both big fans of the ocean.
Yeah. So this really caught our eye.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That's my go-to bathtub piece. I have a mermaid right in my bathroom.
Good for
That's
you.
Perfect.
This would fit very nicely in our future Cape Cod cottage.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Our Closet Disco Queen podcast deals with legal adult cannabis use and is intended for entertainment purposes only for those 21
and older.
Okay, so we do have a need for some assistance because neither TT nor I have used a bong or a vase to consume cannabis. So, who better to receive instruction from?
Okay, so we're going to do this together. This is very
okay.
Simple, but you know, it's just one of those things. And I remember the first time I was taught to smoke a bong. It was from men, and I felt like I was being subject. You know what I mean? It's like watching me do this. So it's very pleasurable and to smoke with ladies out of vases and enjoy this consumption process. Okay, so you've got your bowl. Let's talk about the parts right now.
Okay.
Here is your vase or your bong. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is a down stem. What is in here goes like this.
Okay.
Right? It's a glass stem. And I can even show you one. You want to see one? Hang on.
Sure.
I believe this is the one, right?
Yeah.
That's the down stem?
No, the down stem's in here.
Oh,
I believe.
It's already in there.
This is the bowl, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, mateys.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's this one that's already in.
Yes, I believe.
In there.
And that's, it's in there quite firmly.
Yeah. Okay. I can get that.
So, this is a down stem. So this is okay. What's going inside of the product, right? So,
okay.
So as you see this right here?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So that's on the inside. So I have different size down stems. I custom make them for each of our pieces. Mm-hmm. So we even have bent down stems because depending on where the hole is, you know, this mm-hmm. is going to go right down to the bottom. But if the hole was higher, it might need a bend. Long story mm-hmm. short, this is the, and so you have Aurora. So you have the glass down stem.
Yes.
And then your bowl goes in the down stem.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you can imagine, you want the water to be above the down stem. And you're going to have, there's a sound, right? So the water should come to about here. So what you want to do, and you can start off slowly. I'm going to spill water. You're going to, can you see this? You can
okay.
like a little bit. And I like to, ooh, do you hear that? That's perfect.
See? Yeah.
Oh, see, you're the pro. Yes. Okay. So we do have water here.
Okay.
Lovely. We've been told this is an antique decanter. Would you like to hold Aurora and I will pour for you?
Thank you.
Okay. So you can always add more. So, you know, I put, Keep going. It's Aurora. So I think you probably need about like a half a cup for her.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Maybe 3/4 of a cup.
Okay. So now you just blow in the top?
No, you don't blow in. You actually inhale.
Oh.
Nope.
No bubbles.
Okay.
No.
Aurora's got a big bottom like me.
Aurora's a thirsty girl.
She can be thirsty okay. sometimes. And you can also angle it a little bit. TT, see how it doesn't have to be straight. You can actually angle it a little bit.
Oh, okay. I got a little bit.
Okay, now take the
little
bowl
bubble.
Out of her. Let's hear what she sounds like with the bowl out. How much water
about
is it?
Out. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You can put a little bit more. You don't want it to come up to your mouth.
Now, these are good lessons. I would never do this.
Okay, I think that's good.
Okay, now do you want to pour for me, please?
Sure. Now you can put your bowl back. There you go.
All right. So.
Oh wait. Let me put my bowl back.
Yes.
All right.
Gastro bowl back. Okay. Oh, sorry.
I love it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Am I spilling?
No,
I can't see a damn thing.
Sunglasses. Just pour. Pour.
You can pour more. Pour.
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 Pour. Or
higher,
more. Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm inhaling, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's perfect.
Oh yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. Right. And here's something for you. When you start out, you know, you don't have resin or anything in there. If you were, so which obviously you don't want to fill it to the top. You want to do it at an angle. And if you just do a little at a time and then you start to get a little like water, then you know it's full. If it's not enough bubble, you would just add a little bit more. So, and I tend to like to hold like a lot of old bongs. The theory was to lean over like this, you know?
Yeah,
and
so, yeah.
I don't want to.
I remember that from college. I mean, I did.
Well,
I did
we're old.
A few
we
times.
Don't want to, we don't
I
want
know.
To
we're very
you.
Old. Those are very
right.
old bombs.
Yeah. Too. I mean, it's
bend
just,
over.
Yes,
it's okay. Mm-hmm. To just.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there any benefit to any other liquid than water?
Sometimes, like there's Peace Water. There's products on the market. We actually sell Peace Water, which is a nice water. You know, there's. People are starting to discover different waters. There are a few products on the market. I tend to just use water or a Peace Water. But okay. There are a lot of things that I'd like to try. You know, I don't want too many chemicals in it. And
right.
To clean these, you just use like a little alcohol and little rock salt and just shake it a little bit. And then, you know, I just rinse it out with water. And so that's what I've always
that's
done.
That's how you clean out a coffee pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With water and ice and rock salt and all that.
Okay, so now, let's see, you have your smoke, right? You have your
yes, smoke. We okay, have so right here.
I really am a big fan of a grinder a little bit, just because it tends to...
Look, it matches Aurora.
It matches,
oh.
Look, it's a grinder.
See, this was meant to be.
It was.
Okay, so it's all ground, so I'm going to just open this up. So we've got our ground
okay.
flour.
And I've got some CBD here that I'm going to smoke with you because... I'm home, so
yeah. And we're very fortunate to be in a state where it's legal
yes.
for us to consume.
Yes, it is nice going to Vegas and going all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a plant, people. Let's get on with the program, right?
Exactly. Yes, correctamundo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got your nice little bowl set up now. Look at you're so close to this. It's not that hard yet, right?
How much do you put in the bowl?
Women, we tend to like smaller hits. So you don't have to clear this. I think I want to make a statement. No woman has to clear a bowl, you know, if they don't want to. Like, you don't have to do it. And
okay.
People are very anxious. And that's part of the, I guess, the earlier bong days was like, oh, take this big hit. And you know, it's like, no, we like to do smaller hits. And quite often, even if I have a small bowl, I might just take a little hit to where I feel like that's enough in my lungs.
Mm, okay.
So cheers to you.
Okay.
So, you're just gonna tilt it and you're just going to. So you don't even have to clear the bowl, meaning pull this out. So let's start with just taking a little hit. You're just going
to. Okay. We need to put some.
Yeah, we got to fill our bowls.
We have to flour ourselves.
Yeah, just fill your bowls.
Okay.
Lisa, over here. I have some.
Sure. There.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, this is so great. It's like your first time.
It is our first time.
So exciting.
Okay. All right, so we've got the flour in the bowl.
Do you want to do one at a time?
Yeah.
Sure, you go first since you are somewhat experienced here.
All right.
Now, so, okay, so now what should TT be doing?
So just put the your mouth to the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Light it up and just inhale slowly.
Slowly. Okay.
Perfect.
So she does. So if clearing the bong would be pulling the bowl out,
it would be finishing the whole thing. So we're going to do
whole
the
thing.
Same thing. We're going to light it again, and this time you're going to continue to take a little hit. Let's just take another baby hit, like you did, just a little.
Okay.
That's just so that you're comfortable.
Tell me when you're ready.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. I think you've done this before.
You know what?
I think it's like riding a bike.
It doesn't burn my throat the way smoking does.
Right?
Like, smoking a joint.
The water cools it off. Okay, so now we're going to do one more little light, and this time we're going to pull this out, and then you can inhale the rest that's in the bowl. Does that make sense? In the vase?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll show you. Let me demonstrate. You're going to do
okay.
this.
Oh, okay.
Now, okay.
So you're not losing what's coming out now.
I still have my bowl because, like, I don't like to take too big of a hit when I'm going to choke.
Right.
Yeah.
3-4 times to clear a bowl. I don't care.
Okay. One more?
Okay. And you're going to pull your bowl.
You can get it.
You ready?
And then you just line that. Aha.
Oh, she's a pro.
Oh, wow.
You go, TT. All right. Okay, you do me. All right.
You guys are a good team.
We try.
Ready?
Okay, I think, yes. Inhale, right?
Yes.
So your torch is a little heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, cause you want, it's a super easy thing. Like, I would turn the torch down a little bit or just be a little lighter on the torch. So you're not, you know, just, you just need a little light and just a little
just
heavier
a little
and a little lighter on the flame.
Okay.
Inferior product.
Okay. That's, you can tell I'm not much of a smoker.
Okay.
I mean, even, you know, this is good to practice because I don't, yes. Oh, let's see. I want to see your bowl. Hold your head up higher. There you go. Aha.
Did you clear your bowl?
No.
Oh, okay. No, she's not clearing. So you can hit your bowl a little harder.
Okay, and then should I?
So,
all right.
You're probably not inhaling as strong as you could.
I think okay.
Water in it, right? Maybe just inhale a little bit more.
Okay.
There you go. Now you can even pull the slide. Oh, you're going to have a good hit now.
I didn't get anything. Oh, I think I'm done. It's all gone.
Whoa, there's weed in there.
Oh, I was being a baby.
It's okay.
All right. Return to the scene. I loaded you up, TT.
I know you did. I'm going to, like, be...
You'll be fine. We'll have something to eat. You'll be fine. We've got our little snackage here.
Oh, my gosh. We get the munchies something fierce.
We eat half the time on the podcast. Okay, hit me, baby.
It's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, there you go. So,
okay.
And you
I get it now.
You can even take just like a little, like, just a little hit. You can just take a little hit.
Yep.
You can clear it or not clear it, you know. Like, you'll get used to it, but it does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
a whole lot different than using a pipe.
It is. Yeah, it's a whole...
Pipes are quicker because, you know, when you think about it, the smoke is traveling down in here and then back up in here. So pipes are going directly into you and and it's just getting cooler through the water. You know, I mean, some bongs like Aurora, you can put ice in it. There are bongs like I share a warehouse and a life with the chill steel pipes and they're like a Yeti of bongs and they're amazing.
Wow.
That's great. Kids.
And they're really, really cool hits, you know? But it's so interesting. Like, I think with my bud base, it's just nice to have the ability to take a couple little hits, like not have to smoke a joint or,
right.
you know.
Right.
And then you just, the best part is you're going to just take a couple hits and you're going to turn around, you're going to put that up, put the flower in it, and you're not going to have to, like, move everything. And you're going to,
No. Yeah. This is great.
It's good.
Now,
right?
How should you clean this after each use?
I personally, like, I'm like a once a week or cleaner, you know, there are people that have had bongs out for a long time. There are pipes that, you know, how often you clean your pipe. It's, you know, people have different tolerances or levels of what they like to do to clean. I think like once a week you should, you know, clean your pieces, just rinse them out. Or let's say you have a big party the night before, you know, and everybody's smoking, you're smoking a lot. Just, you know, take the water and rinse it out. Don't put it in the washer. you know, just do room temperature, and you can even like rinse it out probably, and then maybe like clean it with the salt and the isopropyl once a month. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be fine. It's, you know, especially if you change your water frequently.
And oh, that's great.
It's just a nice little thing. Like, honestly, I like the more, this is where my mind's at right now. After I'm in 7 years into making paraphernalia as a woman who smokes and who makes product, you know? So it's mm-hmm. a thing. And I don't want to speak that on the same for all women, because I know some people, you know, take bigger hits and all that, but women seem to like to microdose a lot. We like mm-hmm. to keep us going. We do our great gathering and our creating and we pivot, we do this until we can't. And then we have to like switch gears we seem to like a different lifestyle of cannabis than what is out there for products in the market for cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's we've heard.
I'm saying this as an observation, and it's not just because it's just that the situation men have made the products, and there's not a lot of women who know how to make products and who consume. So, you know, it's like, it's
definitely a niche. It's for sure.
That I have for my agency. I've developed products for my whole life, you mm-hmm. know? So it's combining. So I'm getting to look at this industry and see, wow, this is how women like to consume. And actually this is what seems to flow really well in the home, mm-hmm. you know, based on my experience. So let's make that, you know, for the market is sort of where I'm feeling like we should be going here.
They yeah. are beautiful. And, absolutely, you know, beautiful.
I really have a sense of gratitude to women like you yes. who are in this field and doing so well. And, you know, you're representing, you know, so thank you.
and we only have a small taste of some of the pushback with some social media companies. And I can't imagine the pushback and barriers that you faced.
You know, it's not an easy industry, that's for sure. Right. And as pioneers, you know, there's going to be laws and changes and horrible things that we have nothing to do with that we're going to have to deal with. And, you know, the plant, you know, like it's a spiritual journey. We have to, because of all of that, we have to trust in the process of the evolution. And, you know, we're all learning about plant-based medicine. You know, it's hidden, but we are moving forward in the world and supporting something that is alternative or
right.
not. It's really the mm-hmm. choice, you know? And so we have to do this. Like, we almost have to. And I honor what you're doing, because you're helping people see the cannabis lifestyle that don't have access maybe to it socially or in their mm-hmm. circle. Even people socially, like, you know, they're checking out, you know, because it's a yeah. burnout, because you can't do and watch what everybody else is doing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So right.
Doing is really showing people ways. And I support that so much. I think it's great.
Well,
I'm glad to have taught you guys how to.
Oh my Thank gosh. You. And we will put these skills to
you
great
know,
use, I'm
it's
sure.
It's like your first kiss. We're never going to forget this
no,
day.
Never. Never. We'll put this on the calendar for sure.
Yes, maybe let's do a bong toast.
A bong toast, yes.
There we go.
All right, ready? We're gonna take a hit? No? Here, click.
Pretty good, right?
Click.
Yeah. Your toast. Love you. Mwah. Cheers.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Doreen. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Cheers.
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 Okay. So. Okay. So wasn't that enjoyable visiting with Doreen?
It sure was.
She's a sweetheart. We just love her to death.
She's such a capable and, I don't know, just all around great person.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, she's built this beautiful business mm-hmm. and her products are lovely. I wouldn't mind displaying the mermaid anywhere in my home. Mm-hmm. And Aurora is just stunning.
Stunning. Yeah.
Yes, we love Aurora. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you learned something. We sure did. And I must say that consuming using these vases, I found it to be very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the odor.
Right.
So I think it's discreet.
Mm-hmm.
And good hits.
It was, oh, you know what?
So, good clean hits.
I often choke because I don't smoke very often. When I do smoke, I end up coughing and getting that burning in mm-hmm, my throat mm-hmm. and down my, you know, windpipe. So this was none of that. None of that.
No, I didn't cough.
I didn't, you know, and I really took a couple big hits.
Took some good, yeah. Doreen really coached you. You were great form, great form.
So, oh, boy.
But that was great. So we enjoyed ourselves. We hope you enjoyed ourselves. We'll have more to add as time goes on. But yes, have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us at the Closet Disco Queen podcast. Grab a brownie or doobie, pass us to your friends, and be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And be sure to leave us a 5-star review as it helps others find us. Peace out.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Can you hear me, Joe?
Hello, hello. We've come to say hello. I don't remember what the hell that is.
It's from one of those cartoons.
Oh, I'm sure.
Those early cartoons.
Yes. The black and white.
Or like, I'm thinking of the Gulliver's Island. Remember that? There's a giant on the beach.
It's not Gulliver's Island.
Yeah, it is. What did I say?
You're thinking of Gilligan's. It's Gulliver.
It's Gulliver.
It's Travels.
That's right.
Gulliver's Travels. With the Lilliputians.
Oh, my God.
Gulliver's with the professor and Marianne. It's a twist on a new twist on an old concept. Oh, I'm weeping here. I'm dehydrating.